Okay, grandizing, another day in paradise. Now, I will be very, very curious how long this life is going to last. Because I thought I'm just going to give some updates, okay? Now, let's just make it clear, guys. I'm not stupid. I'm not idiot. I've seen too many crap in my life, you know, in the last 35 years, okay? So I've seen corruption, I've seen collusion, I've seen dirty stuff, I've seen things under the table, I've seen bribery, I've seen a lot of stuff, okay? And not just here in Oz, this is worldwide, okay? So when I say it, I mean it. Okay, and I lived in a few countries, I lived in a few continents as well, thank God. I've seen a lot of stuff, okay. So, plus thank God, I think it's blessing from God that having this intuition and feelings and guidance and downloads, when you start putting the puzzle together, it's very interesting. Now, I'm going to go back to my childhood. I was 10 years old. God bless my father. My father was a big freedom warrior. He was always standing up for rights, you know. God bless him. And 1989, that's when the people decided to get rid of the president, Nicolae Ceaușescu. I still remember when they announced that he was shot dead. I was 10 years old. Can you imagine that feeling when a 10-year-old is happy? A 10-year-old is happy that the president been killed. I was 10 years old. Now, so you're going to comprehend where I'm coming from now. And this is from my bottom of my heart, okay? I'm Christian. I fear God, okay? I would not do anything. I would not hurt people, okay? The only way, if it's self-defense, okay? Because I have to protect myself. But that's the only way, okay? And I've done it before. Someone hit me, I hit back, all right? That's it. I don't start. Okay? But if it's self-defense, it's a different story. Okay? You know, I've done a couple of good jiu-jitsu and karate and boxing and all that stuff. And I bloody take it. Love it, mate. Anyway, that's just one thing. So, for me, what happened yesterday, the shooting, then this is not the first time. There was the Queensland shooting as well. That was absolutely perfectly organized. A perfect setup. Perfect. Couldn't do it better. But everything comes up to the surface. It's just a matter of time. You can't hide it. You can't hide it for a certain time. You can't hide it till then. So, Mike Bush, police commissioner, blessings to you. Not to mention, in my eyes, you are in dishonor, okay? Full stop. But it's okay. Everyone deserves a few chances. Okay, let's see. Because I'm going to watch it now. How is this going to turn up? Yesterday, the two police officers who got shot dead. Was it a setup? And I want everyone to sit down and seriously use your common sense, use your logic, and think. Use your critical thinking, use your logical, use your common sense, put the puzzle together, okay? And get on the bottom of it. And when I say it, I mean it. Do your own research. And my gut feeling's always right. Always. Thank God. God is great. So, as soon as the shooting happened yesterday, and it's out on the news because We have to get this out of the news. It's very important, right? Yeah, right. What a joke, yeah? It was like an us that, you know, the whatever, someone, big president died. So what? Now, sending out 10 police officers, 10 police officers to property to serve a warrant. What is warrant? What is a warrant? It's a security. It's a watcher. What is it? Oh, there is the warrant because he going to force you into contract. Is that what it is? And you got 10 public servants. 10. Not one, not two. We got 10 public servants going out to serve that warrant. Come on. Is this a joke? Is this a setup? What is it? What is it? Come on, please. Every single one of you who watching this live, please, I'm gonna ask you, use your common sense, please, and your logic. Please. Use your critical thinking, question everything, don't believe anything. Okay? Remember the Queensland shooting? Remember that? That wasn't an accident. What about 1996 Port Aru? That wasn't an accident, was it? What about 9/11? That wasn't an accident either. Now, let's go to the COVID pandemic. That wasn't an accident, that was all planned. It's all a setup. Now, I just watched my Bush interview today morning. I was waiting for his interview to see his face. If you watch his interview, you're gonna get the messages. Okay, because I'm telling you guys, these guys, and I watched when Mike Bush started. He started 2 months ago. I watched his interview. I watched his facial expression. I watched his body language. And I got a lot of message. Not easy to work it out. At all. At all. It's not hard to work it out. Now, and I'm gonna stay respectful, okay? Because you know what just came in my mind after that yesterday, what's happened? I would like to know which detective is going to do the investigation in that matter. Because I can tell you, when it comes to police corruption, guess what, honey? They're gonna stop to do the investigation. Oh, we're sorry, we're so busy, we can't, oh, we don't know how to do this. And I'll tell you what, because I worked in King's Cross in Sydney, yeah? Now, I used to deal with the police quite a lot, and detectives as well, okay? And I was providing always the, how do you call this one? The camera, because it was me who knew how to deal with the camera. So when the police came, I always have to download it, you know? So I watch sometimes, watch it with them, you know? I talk to them and all that stuff. I'm not, look, I'm not a detective. I'm not a politician. I'm not a solicitor. I'm not a lawyer. But, you know, thank God, God gave me brain. God gave me critical thinking. God gave me logic. And when you got all of this, you start putting the puzzle together. It's not a bloody tucker rocket science. You just put the puzzle together. Boom, 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 boom. This. COVID was another setup anyway. You put the puzzle together, you worked it out, and you said it was beginning of communism. Which I will get back to 2025, where we are. Now, so, and while I'm doing this live, because I want every single man and woman start thinking about what the government, the so-called government, doing. And trying to threaten people to be afraid and do the divide and conquer. They've been doing it for centuries. History repeat. What George Soros has done. Let's go back 1921. Hungarians and Romanians, okay. Absolutely, it was a great divide and conquer. 1921. Okay, that's when they cut Hungary in different pieces. They destroying the Hungarian monarchy because these guys were afraid. Okay? Yeah. That was absolutely a perfect divide and conquer. And what I'm saying is because I learned history in Romania, I learned history in Hungary, I study history in another country as well. And guess what? One country was teaching this, another country was teaching this. It was always bloody tack and contradiction. Okay? And I know you're going to be shocked. Sadly, I don't. It's very sad what I'm saying. I don't feel sorry for people who are following orders and they're not doing their research about the consequences. What are you doing against your own people? It's genocide. It is war crime. And it's not right. And because when you know all of these arrest warrants and this warrant and that warrant and courts and charges and all the bloody duck and bullshit shit, excuse my language, it's all about the bloody bonds, the bid bonds, the payment bond, the performance bond. It's about the securities. There's no justice system. It's about just, it's about the, it's a banking, right? Courts are banks are court. Full stop. Boom. It's all about banking. Nothing else. It's not about the justice system. Justice system is rotten and it's full of shit. Excuse my language. So this is when people coming, oh, we need to do statement of claim, we need to do private prosecution. How the hell are you going to do private prosecution because when these guys are colluding? How? How? I'm not saying you're not going to succeed. I've seen some people who succeed. But the people who succeeded with statement of claim and doing private prosecution, I've seen how much paperwork they have to do. And I want to know how many people going to do that. I've done it. And this is the thing. I cannot expect people to do what I have done. Because half of the people, more than half of the people, when they're gonna see, they're just gonna be overloaded. Oh my God. How you even comprehend this? Okay, I've been studying for 4 years. I have to defend myself. I have to stand up in court for myself. I have to do it. Numerous caucuses, I have to deal with that because there would no lawyer or solicitor would represent my case how I want it. Yeah, they're playing up with my video. Of course, they're playing up. They're stopping it. So, okay, I lived in communist. Okay, I see my grandmother in 1989 in tears when she was getting back property. Okay, I seen that with my own eyes. Look, I'm getting goosebumps. And I remember when my grandmother was talking about when communism was introduced and they were just going and stealing properties, stealing land and stealing stuff from people. Okay? No, thank you. My grandma told me a lot of stories. Okay? I felt it. I felt my grandmother, when my grandmother got back everything, okay, in 1989. I seen that with my own eyes. Because that's when communism finished. Okay? That's when communism finished. Because we the people stand it up. And what's happening in 2025? Doing all this fucking bankruptcy. All the fucking bullshit. Because bankruptcy is absolutely fucking bullshit. It's a criminal activity. Insolvency, it's a criminal activity. Thanks for the bloody tucker lawyers who are supporting this fraud, corruption, through bloody tucking bankruptcy and insolvency, colluding with judges and lawyers and associate judges, whatever you want to call it. Because you got a debt. So what? How can you pay debt with debt in 1933, 5th of June of 1933? Why the courts and all that professional crap, they're ignoring it? Why? And I want to think about it because I've been studying now with this bloody bankruptcy, right? Going back to 1933, right? Because that's the biggest threat lawyers, what they use in this country. and solicitous and threatening people. If you don't do this, if you don't pay enough, we're going to do bankruptcy on you. And we're going to do insolvency. And we're going to do bankruptcy and all that bloody bullshit. Everyone is bankrupt. Everyone. As soon as you got that bloody birth certificate, you are bloody fucking bankrupt. You are insolvent already. So why are we playing this bloody Tekken theater game and we're telling, oh, we're going to do bankruptcy on you, oh, we're going to do insolvency, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Right? Every single bankruptcy requires your consent and or assent. You need to sign the bloody Tekken paperwork. Otherwise, it's slavery. Sorry, I'm a little bit rolled up, because when it comes to bankruptcy and insolvency and anyone who is part of it, in my eyes, you are a rotten, rubbish, scumbag, a piece of shit. That's what you are, in my eyes. A rotten piece of shit, scumbag, a liar, scumbag. That's what you are in my eyes. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry how I'm speaking. Please, God, forgive me. Please forgive me. But when you know the bloody fucking true, and you see this crap, and people are suffering, this 86-year-old lady down in Victoria, bankrupted behind her back, right? Segregation order through fraud, because the whole court case was just nothing else, just fraud. Bankrupting. Where's the debt? Validate the debt. Can they validate? And guess what? The trustee can't even bloody tuck and render their accounts for this 86-year-old lady. What he does? Get ATO involved in the collusion. Wonderful. Well done, mate. And I hope you're watching this live. Well done. You couldn't do a bloody talking better, mate. You know? It's all right. We don't have any. We already got 35 participants. Now we got the 36th one. Well done, mate. Well done. So good. It just proves that how much fraud and corruption you guys are sitting in. Okay? It just proves the corruption, the collusion, the fraud. And that's you guys, you are good in it. You know, you cannot deny it, you know. When you are good in something crap, you're good in something crap. And you do something that you're not supposed to do. So anyway, it's all good. Yeah, done a great parking. Anyway, so... And it's just like, I'm seeing all of this, what they're doing. It's all a smoke and mirrors. It's hocus pocus, pure pocus. It's all a setup. And what these guys are doing, it's in dishonor. It's in dishonor. Freedom Bus lawyers stopped representing their client, left an acquired brain injury in the middle of the case. Yes, sadly, Mary, yes. And because the system is attacking them, and if lawyers are standing up, and this is the reason, look, I've been talking to a lot of professionals, and when I say it, like, you know, pretty much every week, and my observation, the only way we the people are gonna win this, if every single man and woman starts standing up, start educating these public servants with the fiduciary duty notice, you know, you don't have to do too much. It's only one page. I post it up on Facebook. It's all up there. It's only fiduciary duty notice. And keep demanding every single public servant, they are under fiduciary duty. Every single one. I don't care who they are, right? And sometimes, yes, you have to send them 10 fiduciary duty notice to make sure that these guys are going to comprehend. If I'm going to talk about Emma Care, Michael MC Tech, registrar from the Sydney CV registry in an adjust. They need, I think, 100 fiduciary duty notice to make sure that they actually comprehend. The Attorney General of New South Wales need at least 200 fiduciary duty notice in 72 hours, okay? If you want the Attorney General of New South Wales to change, that's what you need to do. Send him just simple fiduciary duty notice. I got his website where you can actually contact him and just send him. When are you going to start operating under fiduciary duty as a public servant? Do you think it's possible? Do you think you're competent to do that? So going back to the police, yeah? Now, and the shooting. And it just, it was very convenient how the ABC came out with the sovereign citizen just 1 week ago. It was very convenient, and suddenly we got this shooting. You can make that shit up, right? Now, not to mention, I have someone contacted me in regards to this matter where the two police commissioner, two police officer got shot, right? Someone contacted me. I know this guy has been intimidated by the police, been harassed by the police, been dragged to the police numerous times. Yes, they're playing with my Facebook. And guess what? I want to know how long... There we go. They're playing off with my life. That's all right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for playing off with my life. It's really proving and giving me just heaps of evidence and downloads that what I'm saying, I am absolutely on the right track. You know what they have done in common is when you were speaking up, you know, you have to be quiet and you couldn't talk. That's what common is, guys. And that's where we're heading with stealing all these properties through the fraudulent writ of possession and through the fraudulent court orders, because all the court orders, they are statutory body. They're not Chapter 3 Commonwealth of Australia Constitution and Chapter 3 courts, okay? They're not. All through fraudulent court orders stealing your properties. That's what they're doing. 2025, we are in the 50 years jubileum. Okay, look it up. What does it mean? I strongly suggest you guys look it up. The